Parables and Churches. There is a very interesting correspondence between the seven parables of Matthew 13 and the seven churches named in Revelation 2 and 3. He who spoke the former dictated the writing of the latter. The first parable, the four sorts of soil. The word of God is the seed. It falls into four kinds of hearts and reaches the four corners of the earth. The letter to the church in Ephesus answers to this parable, for in it were grades of good ground hearers, and those who left their first love because they became offended by persecutions and choked by cares of life and the deceitfulness of carnal riches. The second parable, the good seed and the tares. In this parable, the children of the kingdom are the good seed, and the children of Satan are the tares. The devil is building a church to his glory. The church in Smyrna answers to the good seed in this parable. They were all good seed, faithful children of the living and true God. But a synagogue of Satan also was in that city where the tares gathered for mock worship. The third parable, the mustard seed. This parable figures the small beginning of Christendom, its rapid growth, and its spectacular and overgrown culmination. Saved people are scattered throughout this condition, and many of them are also defiled by it. The church in Pergamos answers graphically to this parable. Not only the synagogue of Satan, but Satan's seat is in this church, Revelation 2:13. The devil has many progressive headquarters in the midst of Christendom, which ignorant people admire. Consider Christian Science, Unity, Russellism, and Modernism. The fourth parable, leaven hidden in meal. In the three preceding parables, we read of seed, good and bad. The pure seed is the word of God. That is expressed in this parable as three measures of meal, or the doctrine of God. The essential and basic facts of this doctrine are the three persons of the deity and their respective offices. Leaven always figures evil doctrine and practice. The primary spoonful of leaven was legality, the religion of human effort. The phrase, a woman, means a religious body of people. The Catholic Church is responsible for this condition. While she acknowledges that the atonement which Jesus wrought was necessary, yet she says it was not enough. All other religions spring from this devilish root, hence the 67 varieties of carnal and Christ-dishonoring fruit. The Church of Thyatira answers to this parable. The whole of Christendom is leavened today with evil doctrine, which will culminate in Laodiceanism. The fifth parable, the treasure hid in the field. This refers to the church, his body, which Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood, Matthew 13:44. This is part of the mystery hid in God, Ephesians 3, verses 1 through 10. The church in Sardis answers to this parable because it foreshadowed the awakening from the Dark Ages into Protestantism. During this age, Jesus has been calling out a people to his own name. These constitute the body of Christ. The sixth parable, the one pearl of great price. This refers to the bride of Christ. The goodly pearls, sought by the merchantmen, constitutes the entire church, but the bridal company is mentioned as one pearl. These are undivided in faith and love and hope. They believe God unswervingly, love Christ supremely, and hope for his coming steadfastly. The Church of the Philadelphians answers to this parable. They possess all the characteristics of a pearl: its beauty, smoothness, solidity, firmness, and costliness. The bride is but one, a dove, the fair one, my undefiled, the choice one, beautiful. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10, and verses 13 and 14, chapter 5, verse 2, chapter 6, verse 4 and 9, and chapter 7, verse 1. The seventh parable is the net cast into the sea. This parable takes us through the millennium to the consummation of God's great scheme with mankind. The phrase, the end of the world, Matthew 13:49, means the consummation of the age. Compare Matthew 13:39 to Matthew 13:43. The church in Laodicea answers only to the beginning of the next age, on which it will entail some evil effects. When Christ will be crowned, he must put down all rule and authority and power. 1 Corinthians 15:24. At the end, the angels will gather out of the kingdom things that offend and them that do iniquity, or wickedly, Matthew 13:41. For some will pretend to yield to him, Psalm 66, verse 3, and 81, verse 15. The culmination of this will be manifested in the nations of Gog and Magog, who gather around the camp of the saints and Jerusalem, and fire will come down and devour them. Spoken at the well. Blessed words that with us dwell, sweetly spoken at the well by our Savior, weary, resting near the way. Precious words in sweet refrain at this well, we will remain, drinking from the fount of love to endless day. Gushing streams that never cease, bringing ecstasy and peace in our journey through this wilderness of woe. Streams refreshing every day, let us drink and bear away water for the thirsty pilgrims here below. More abundant is the flow as we onward, upward go, till in glory with our fountainhead we stand. There we'll drink forevermore on that sinless, painless shore, immersed in wonder, love, and praise in victory land.